Oprah can identify with anything if you let her define the terms. And Oprah also understands that we live, like I said, in a visual and emotional age, and that she can project the emotions of Black Pentecostalism, even if she doesn't believe any of the doctrines, except that she believes in the miraculous. She believes that some sort of God is listening and cares about you, and she can project that miracles can happen in your life, and she means it. But then you have to define, well, what's a miracle? Oprah can make anything work if you let her define the terms. I've talked to people that have been on her show, and you just can't beat Oprah with these pesky little things called facts. Facts don't work for the Oprah audience. Story works. Experience works. Emotion works. And in that sense, Todd, I think what part of the things we're working our way around is that Oprah's style is extremely similar to the kind of revivalistic, emotional, doctrine-free, Christ follower, not doctrinal, let's just be the church. All of those emotions that have been so popular in American Protestantism, Oprah can pull all of that off. You don't have any problems until you start trying to talk about specifics. And she's really good at not talking about specifics.